Hello, everybody. Coach Lisa here. Tonight we are here for the body image and intimacy call. So this one is an open coaching call, and I'm going to need you to raise your hand so that you can get some coaching. The other thing you can do on this call is you can chat in the chat and make sure that you've got your chat set to everyone and not just hosts and panelists. Otherwise, I'm the only one that'll ever see it. And you can ask questions in the Q&A. Sometimes people like to do that as well, because there you can do it anonymously. But what I would really love is if someone would consider being very brave and raising their hands and coming up and talking to me today. So if you haven't been to this call before, anything goes here. If you've listened to other calls in the past, you know I'm a pretty open book. If you have any questions or want to talk through any scenarios, that's kind of what we're here for. Anything that's getting in your way, especially as the seasons, I say changing, I guess it's been changing for a while. I'm up in Canada, so it's finally starting to get warmer here. But there's often a lot of stuff that comes up around our body image when we're out there in the bathing suits or we're wearing our shorts or things like that. So, and we all have those thoughts, right? We all have those thoughts about what that's going to mean, what other people are thinking, what other people, the judgment. But the truth is, all of that comes from within you, right? All of that is coming from inside of you. And it's coming up mostly because we are using from the neck up to think about our bodies, right? We don't spend a lot of time just feeling, just being present, and just being in that space of like accepting your body and accepting it for where it is. And it actually does have an effect on a lot of areas in our lives. I mean, it comes up a lot with doable hunger, because when you're not able to be present inside of your body, and that resistance can come because of all these thoughts of what you look like, what you think you look like, it takes you out of just being in your body. So it what happens is when we don't actually just sit and feel what it feels like to be in our body, all we're doing is using our brain. So we're allowing just the thoughts. And I don't know about you, but most of the thoughts go to the negative. And then it can take you right out of the experience of your life, right? It can take you out of enjoying different sensations. It can take you out of, with doable hunger, you don't even know what your body feels like because you're not feeling it, you're thinking it. And that's a big difference, right? Between feeling what your body feels like and thinking through what is the sentences going on in your head. So, doable hunger is a feeling inside your body. So, when we're talking about body image and intimacy, desire is also a physical feeling in your body. Now, as women, I know we often can build some of that by, reading books or things like that. That's the only part that has to do with your mind, but it's still the enjoyment in your body comes from feeling what's inside your body. So, when you're out of your body, I'll give you some examples. I made some notes, so I'll go through those. But when you're out of your body, as you're eating a meal, it means you're not really as tasting it as much. You're thinking about things like whether you should be eating it or not. Am I even hungry? Like you're up in your head and you're not present with tasting the food. It could also look like being in the shower and not really feeling the water and feeling the way it cascades over your body, but you're more thinking about, grabbing at your stomach and assessing like the damage and looking at what's going wrong with your body, or you're busy thinking about your day. Right? You're not just being present in the moment. It can also show up, like I said, with intimacy. If you're mentally somewhere else, if you're busy thinking about what you look or what your partner thinks, or it's your belly just right, that kind of thing, like you're again out of your body and you're kind of robbing yourself of that experience of being in your body, experiencing that pleasure, and just experiencing that acceptance of just your body and who you are, right? You'd be getting dressed. You're gonna feel, you're robbing yourself of feeling how the clothes feel. You're just seeing, oh, is it hiding this part of me or that part of me? And that kind of feels like shit, right? So if we can practice more and more dropping into your body, living inside your body and feeling it, then it means you're going to be paying attention to the sensations. You're going to be paying attention to what you're physically feeling right now in this moment. Like when you eat something, you're going to be really paying attention to the taste and the texture, the temperature, like how it in your mouth, how it feels, right? When someone touches you, you're going to feel that touch instead of like, oh, do they feel, you know, how heavy I am or something, right? Are they feeling my fat? No, they're just, you're going to feel the way it feels to be touched by someone. It also shows up in like exercise. You know, sometimes you might catch yourself exercising and thinking, okay, like I hope this burns something off. Or, you know, a lot of the machines and stuff show you how many calories you've burned for it. But how often are you actually paying attention to how it feels, how your body feels, the stretches, the releases, like how it really feels inside your body? The more and more you connect with that, the more you're going to improve your body image. Because you're caring about how your body feels, not just how it looks. And it's gonna really change your experience in life, right? You're gonna be really present when you're feeling what's inside your body with your life experiences. When you're not, it's almost like you're this like outsider watching from the outside, going, oh, look at me doing this, doing that. But you're not actually feeling it, right? There's a difference. Like, so I want you to think about that. Work on being in the moment and in your body, right? And making peace with your body, not always trying to escape it, right? None of our bodies are perfect, but when we treat it like a problem instead of like home, like this is me, this is my body. It's not perfect, but it's the one that I've got, and it's the one that has shown up with me this my whole life, right? My whole life, this body has been the thing that carried me through. This body had children, this body has had surgeries, this body has it's been there with us every single step of the way, right? Like you and your body. And it's not been perfect, but it's what you've got. So that's the thing. We want to learn how to be with our body, to be in our bodies, and to be willing to accept them for exactly what they are and not trying to escape them all the time. Right? Not trying to shut them up with food or tell them to piss off and we'll cover them, right? Our bodies have been, yeah, in the chat, someone said the body has been to beautiful places too, not just painful places. Absolutely. This body's been on the beach. This body has been in a lot of beautiful, pleasurable places too, right? When we talk about body image and intimacy. So that's why it really matters, right? That's why it's so important for us to do this practice of just being in our body, right? So we stop missing out on life. We stop hiding from things. We start making decisions about food and movement that have to do with how we're taking care of our body. We don't allow ourselves to, our body to be carrying stress forever, right? That low level of stress that's just always kind of there, and we just go, yeah, that's just what it is. What? No, it doesn't have to be. we can work on coming down from that. And it can be in those micro moments throughout the day of where you just slow down and drop into your body and just let yourself feel what's going on, right? There's a lot happening in there. And when we avoid it, then we're not able to heal that relationship. When you avoid it, you're not able, like, we're not able to do anything about something if we avoid it, right? Like, if you were working and I don't know, for some reason you were never getting a paycheck. If you just avoided it, what? You just never get paid? Like, you gotta face these things in life sometimes and face them, like say, hey, what's going on? Can we talk about what's going on here? That's what your body needs too. It wants your attention. So it's gonna ask for your attention. It's gonna ask for your attention by asking for food, by being injured, by all those things. It's going to ask for attention. So you want to work on giving it the attention before it has to get super loud on you, right? And treat yourself like you would anybody else. So I want you to work on coming back to your body, to feeling inside your body to see how it feels. Because I'll tell you right now, losing the weight is not going to change this. You still got to end up getting back in your body. We just all think, well, but I'll like my body then. Will you? We don't know that. But what I do know is between now and then, you got some time. Why put it off and not get to know yourself really well and take care of this body that you have, right? So, the other thing I wanted to make sure to tell you too is the other thing that it does is it helps you build trust with yourself because your body and you are working together, right? And it's trying to tell you stuff, like I said, over and over. So the more you listen, the more you're going to understand the nuances of like the little differences between what your body's saying and what it means, right? That's going to help with doable hunger. That's going to help with desire. That's going to help with intimacy. That's going to help with everything. So it is really important to do. Okay. All right. I do see one hand. Does anybody have any questions about this topic that we've been talking about? Any questions? Any other comments? All right. While you think about any questions or any comments you have, Sue has her hand raised. I'm going to bring Sue up, but I would love it. We've got time here, ladies, to raise your hand. And we can talk through something. And it can be anything, right? I want you to remember that. It can be anything at all to do with body image, intimacy, anything like that. Well, hello, Sue. How are you tonight?
Well, good. How are you?
I
Long
am.
time no talk to.
No. Yeah. So you've got something body image or intimacy related?
Yeah, I do. Before I had, I think part of my reason why I was hanging on to my weight is I was very concerned about having the loose skin.
Yes.
And, that was, I think, one of the blockades for me, too,
Okay.
for
What was the concern about it in specifically?
the I'm a pretty solid person,
Okay.
and in the way I see myself, I don't see myself as large.
Okay.
As like, and I know the images from pictures and that stuff, but even when I hold up my clothes to fold my clothes, I take a look back and forth and it's like, wow, I don't feel like this. I feel so much smaller.
Okay.
So there's that disconnect that I've always kind of had.
Why does that one matter?
Well, yeah, the why does that one matter? At this point, it really doesn't matter because I know I'm in the middle of a or in a process of change.
Okay.
So,
Well, maybe the question then is, how does it affect you?
the size of my clothes.
Yeah, when you're holding the clothes up and you're thinking, oh, I don't feel that size. Does it have an effect or?
Do you know? I didn't notice it until
Okay.
nobody else started teaching me to notice things.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my awareness, you know, where it was just, I was on autopilot. And I
Yeah.
think that's part of why it was so hard for me to start this weight momentum to get it moving, you know. And again, this morning I had another little drop and super excited because I was looking back and it was in January that I had this. So, you know. 276.9 today. So it's like my first goal is 275. And what I'm feeling as I'm walking around is my pants are looser. They got a little bit of slide going on in there. You know, I can feel the inflammation is coming down. I can feel my rings are moving around and everything. So this shift, it's comfortable, it's exciting. I didn't get rid of the old clothes because I have my vision that I'm going to be in my old clothes and I have purpose with them. Today I look, like I said, I was probably holding a block here because it was like, no, I don't want to do this. And I had told my husband, I says, if I do this, I want to have a tummy tuck. And I'm sure he was thinking in his head as he was grudgingly saying, oh, okay, you know, like this isn't going to happen. So now that he's starting to see that this is actually happening, it's like, okay, so today I walked into the bedroom and I seen a different shift in my clothes, how they're hanging on me. And it was like, okay, I don't know. And I've come to this conclusion, I don't know what my body's supposed to look like at this age with the way my body's in recovery, what it's going to look like, because I'm sure it's not going to match the picture that I have of when I was younger and firmer and everything. So, again, I have another disconnect in my head. So, I think this is,
Well, it's not a disconnect yet. There's an unknown. We don't know. The one thing you sound like you're clear on is you are working on that acceptance of, no, I'm not going to look like I'm 25 again. It's
right.
just not going to be the case, or look like some skinny 25-year-old. We're not. And that's where what I love about what you said was you just dropping into your body and just noticing how things feel. And noticing like the way you can move and how that feels in your body, that's going to be the thing that's going to be consistent over time.
I'm using my QB for the first time consistently all of this week, which is a floor bike pedal
Okay, yep.
machine that I had my knee surgery done, and it was taking like, you know, all this 8 years to get me to be able to go up and down my stairs easy and everything. And like I would do one day of the bike pedaling. I mean, we're talking 10 minutes on easy here, and it was too much. And now I've done done this for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 days, something like that, 10
Yeah.
minutes at a time. And it's like, okay. And so I'm starting to feel that ease. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I can see that little bit of change in the hollowness in my face a little bit. I can see this drawing up a little bit. And I just want to stay grounded.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in fear. I want to manage my fear about these things, because I know my brain. My brain's going to do all this dancing around for me, It
And our brains
just
try to protect us, which is where some of the fear comes from. It tries to protect you to say, hey, watch out for whatever it is. And what you want to be working on is answering it. Come, like letting yourself know whether we need to worry about that today or not. Like the loose skin issue, you can't do anything about that today.
Right.
If it happens, some people it does, some people it doesn't. But if it does happen, you've already got your husband on board.
Yeah, well, that's part of it because I have this to look forward as far at least the tummy tuck. At least the tummy tuck, there's the excitement that oh, this is going to be gone. This could potentially be gone. I don't know if I'm going to even need it, but where it is right now and the way that the tummy hangs and you get the rashes and everything else, it would be absolutely lovely not to deal with that anymore. I've been dealing with it for years. So I mean it's an exciting kind of a thing. And so I'm trying to keep the positives in front of me of what's going on here.
And sometimes we want to just keep an eye out for, again, like whatever the fear is, to answer it, to say, look, future me, we'll work on that. Future you may have a lot more positives that you today don't even know.
Right.
Who knows? And what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, I lost it now. Yeah, I lost it.
I do
See?
that.
Yep, that happens. Happens to everybody.
But that this is one of the reasons why too. I love getting on these Zoom calls and talking and that because you well-trained coaches, you say things that click things, and it just I didn't know to think. I didn't know that was even a thought, a consideration thought that I should be thinking of or where I should be. I mean, I'm figuring this out on the fly,
So
so.
that I guess is the thing I want you to be looking for is just when these worries or fears come up, is it something I need to address today?
Okay.
It's like where you're going to need to do your taxes in 2030, right?
Right.
You don't need to get started on them today though.
No.
Right?
No.
Let's worry about this year's, taxes or last year's taxes. Like stay in what actually matters today. Whether or not you're prepared to do your taxes in 2030 makes no difference today to what you have for dinner, to where you go, to all of those things. So, come back to the present and recognize. I think that's a great thing you recognized is that sometimes these fears get in the way, and they were getting in the way. This fear of loose skin, thinking, well, I don't want to lose all the weight if that's what's going to happen. Yeah. Now
And
you've
I
come
do.
up with future me can deal with that one way or another.
Yeah, and because I do, I think that was one of the big blockades for me, just hanging on to what I was hanging on to. So it's like, just kind of letting it go and, let's just see what's out here because I don't know what's out here, Not really. And I know what you're talking there. You know what? I've got a lot of priorities right here, just getting me through each and every day to get there.
So, what is there anything else in your way right now, aside from just taking the next step and the next step and the next step?
Hours.
Okay.
Getting through the time, you know. I was thinking about this yesterday that, you know, back when, not too long ago, right before I started, or right as I was starting No BS Net, you know, I had taken a Tony Robbins thing and he was talking about immersion. And this is what I'm in right now. I'm in immersion. This is my priority focus. This is where I'm at. Because I think I had said, I was so great yesterday that I'm so grateful that I only have to take care of me right now. And I don't have my family and everybody that I was taking care of before, but with everything going on, I didn't even know how to take care of me before. And this is the first time I'm taking care of me. And it's just so mind-blowing, really. It's like, wow. You know, I'm this person that I never knew, and I'm learning. I'm pretty fantastic. You know, I don't even swear half as much as I used to. It's like, so.
And that's, that's beautiful. I love that. I love that you're taking the time for you. So, what are some thoughts that you have about your body?
Okay. Even though I have feet problems, like with walking and everything, and I'm going to a chiropractor and I'm having them weekly worked on my feet and my back, I have nice looking feet.
There you go.
I have nice looking feet and I have nice looking hands, you
Lovely.
know? I do have a curve in the waist. I've got those wonderful hips that I held those babies on, you know. So I'm not mad about those. My legs, you know, well, we're just gonna have to deal with the leg issue, you know. And
What does that mean to you to deal with it?
it means that I'm gonna have to work on my thoughts about it. I have to work on my thoughts about acceptance, what for wherever they're going to be, for wherever it's going, my legs are going to turn out. Maybe with the collagen and everything, maybe they aren't going to be the nightmare that half of my brain says it's going to be, you know? Maybe it'll pull up a whole lot better than that, or maybe it won't. I don't know. But
And
I.
between now and then, I want you to keep reminding yourself of everything they're doing for you and why
Okay.
they matter. And to recognize that, you don't have to look down and think, oh, I love my legs. The way you feel about your feet, you don't have to feel that way about your legs. But you can be like, these are my legs.
You know what? I have to say I am very grateful because with these last couple of days in my body shifting and going to the chiropractor, I am getting more movement and I'm not in so much pain and I'm so grateful for that. So, that's another thing I'm looking forward to is, as my weight is going down, hopefully my body will keep feeling better and I won't be in the pain that had been in for so long. And it's just something to look forward to. It's, you know, pretty darn exciting too, you know. And I'll tell you one other thing I'm super excited about because right now, my husband and I, we had bought tickets maybe a couple years ago to go see the Eagles at an auditorium. And I got the end seat and those darn arms were just prying into my thighs so hard. And the stage was one way and I had to turn my body this way to sit in that stupid seat and look this way the whole concert so I could feel comfortable. And I can't wait to be able to just be able to do normal event things and be comfortable. You know? I mean, I don't mind doing a depending wherever it is, I don't mind adjusting a little bit, but I don't want to have to turn my back towards the stage because I can't get my hips in there. So this is like one of my whys to be able to sit in any chair comfortably and to enjoy
And that's really
my event or
important.
activity.
It's really important to have solid whys that are going to help you in moments to remember of like, this is why this is really important to me today, because I've got these goals. I also don't want you to lose sight though of the fact that you still went out and went to that concert and didn't let something like that hold you back from living your life right now.
You know what? I'm gonna say that was me being courageous to do that. But on the way back to the car, we had two Lion King tickets, and I said, Michael, I cannot go with you. I cannot go with you. Take our son. Go with our son. So I gave up the opportunity to go with him to this venue because of my hips. And I said, there's no more. I can't do these things no more. So to be able to have an active life
Yes.
is
It's
very
good you've
exciting.
got that as a why, right? Yeah, I love that.
So even though I wasn't in pain today, I still have high expectations of my legs and hips that they're going to fit comfortably into a chair in the future.
Yes, I love that. It's really good to have things like that to anchor ourselves to of what we want for ourselves going forward as well, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you, Sue, for sharing all of that. That's really great. We really
Thank you
appreciate
for taking my call.
it. Yeah. All right. I will see you again, I'm sure. Okay. Take care.
All right, bye.
Back down. There we go. Currently, I don't have anybody else with their hand raised. So if anyone else wants to raise their hand, that would be awesome. I do have a question in the chat. I think I need follow-up information from this question, though. The question is related to having gotten out of a horrible marriage, 54, and increasingly obsessed with sex, about other people having sex and it affecting self-image and self-esteem. So, it affects how I show up in the world every day, and how do I develop a better sense of who I am? So I guess what I'm curious about in this is, how is it affecting how you show up? Because I'd be really curious for you to do some deeper journaling on this to let me know, like, and you can always email into support at pnptribe.com, and we can talk about it more in that way as well. But I'm going to take some guesses here that yes, our self-image, our self-esteem, when we think about other people having or getting what's something that we really want, and we blame it on our body and on the way we look, again, that's you being in your head and you listening to your thoughts about this that have kind of sound like they've sort of gone sort of a life of their own and spun out here. When you say obsessed with sex, like it's really kind of taken this turn. And I don't know whether it's because of like your desire and you're not getting it, or if it's I guess that's all I could think of it that it is. If it's that you're not getting sexual satisfaction yourself because you're not finding a partner with which to have that, don't forget you can still do this all on your own as well. There's lots of different types of toys out there that you could work with that can help you to try to satisfy some of your sexual desire. But then there seems to be a lot of like comparison here or something, like where you're saying how everybody else is being intimate and having sex. How exactly do you know? And sort of, I'd be so curious about what the thoughts are that create this reflection on your self-image and your self-esteem. So, yeah. I don't know that I can actually answer that question effectively, right? But I would love for you to maybe email in if that's not something you're comfortable coming live on a call to talk about. I get that. I mean, I hope that everybody does really understand that this is a safe space that we can pretty much talk about anything. Sorry, she just wrote back, said, yes, I have a great sex life on my own. Okay, I compare my life to other people. I have a sense of failure that I have not met anyone. Yeah, and I do hear that with members and clients as well, that we tend to make things mean a lot. And what I really want you to think about, and I guess this is sort of what we were talking about too, about the getting into your body, not letting your thoughts drive your actions, because when we have shitty thoughts, and then it affects how we show up. And even in this case too, it's possible, I don't know exactly, but it's possible that it's affecting how you're showing up on a daily basis and making it harder to meet someone, because we have all these thoughts about us that we don't deserve it, or we're not worth it, or other people have it so much better. It's like, well, you're not showing up as your authentic self then, as this version of you who people probably would like to meet and probably would like to get intimate with, right? So that's why we want to work on getting out of our own way. I think is a sentence I use today in coaching, like getting out of your own way of stopping the impact, stopping it from you doing things. That happens a lot with body image. Like when we think about how we look and compared to other people, and it doesn't mean, okay, here's the big thing. It doesn't mean, ladies, that we're not going to have these thoughts. Like, if you've been on my calls before, you've heard me talk about my vacations. I go to this resort in Mexico. It's a very sexy vibe kind of resort. It is a resort. It's a lot of couples, but then there's a lot of swingers that go to this resort. And my husband ended up connecting. I guess there's a Facebook group. So he ended up connecting with these people who said, "Hey, we're going this date to this date. Who all's going at that time?" And so now we're in this Facebook Messenger chat with them. And if you think I haven't had to do a lot of thoughts, as these people, most of them that are in this are swingers. My husband and I are not, but I mean, not that that matters, and I don't really care. But they're all posting photos. They're all posting very risque photos. And these women are quite a bit younger. They've got amazing bodies. So from the outside, looking at this, my brain has all sorts of thoughts. I'm like, oh, I even said it to my husband one day, we don't belong in this chat. And then a couple days later, he's like, I thought you said we don't belong in this chat. Why are you talking to these people? And I said, well, because I realized I said that we don't belong in this chat, but that's because I'm just looking at things at on the surface and thinking I don't match up to the way these women look. And then I thought, like, what am I thinking? I'm not going to have that hold me back, those kind of thoughts. That makes sense. Of course my brain's going to have thoughts like that, but if I showed up based on those thoughts, I wouldn't talk to any of these people because those would be my thoughts. I don't belong near them. They're all gorgeous, whatever. And we're not swingers, so like they don't want to talk to us. I was like, that's not true. They're all just people, and we are all just going on vacation that happens to be at the same similar times. And it's fun to have people just to talk to and to hang out with when you're at the resort. It doesn't mean that we all have to sleep together, and it doesn't mean that anyone but me gives a shit about my body and what it looks like. So The point of what I'm saying is that if I just listened to the shitty thoughts in my head, I'd be held back from so much. I'd be hiding all vacation. I wouldn't be going to the pool. I'd be like trying to stay away from people because of all the thoughts that I have. And I would miss out on so much. So I want you to think about that, about what am I risking missing out on if I just listen to the shitty thoughts that go on in my head and I keep myself from my life. And does it matter? Is it really even true? I tell you what, although if I looked like them and posted photos, they'd be like, "Ooh, you look sexy too." I think none of them are really gonna care at all about me or how I look, especially because I'm not there to sleep with them. So, anyways, all right. Okay, I was about to call you up, but it looks like you put your hand down. So that's okay. Oh, hold on. There we go. Promote to panelist. Come on up. Sue says, my husband wants to travel. I've been the one to deny me going. Yeah. Look at what you're holding yourself back from in your life, right? Okay, hello.
That was me. You were talking to me about my
Oh.
question. So,
Okay, yes.
wow, my room is a mess. I'm sorry. I
What
just
are you?
wanted to thank you for answering it. I just had an awful, I had about 3 years ago, I had just a, I don't want to say an awful dating experience, but it was hurtful.
Okay.
And I've been divorced for about 8 years, and then
Okay.
I haven't really had like meaningful sex or
Right.
even good sex.
Okay.
It's been and dating has just been awful. And so yeah, it was like probably about 3 years ago that I just it was not a good experience. He was I thought it was somebody I thought was my friend, and it was just it was
Didn't
very
turn out well.
sad.
Okay.
So that just kind of did me in emotionally.
Yeah. I'm gonna say, do you feel like you've healed and in what ways from that experience?
I think I really got tricked,
Okay.
and it was one of those things where he was just so nice to me, and that's all I want. And he was nice to my girls, and we've just been treated so poorly.
Okay.
And that was 3 years ago, and like nothing off. It wasn't like, he didn't like physically hurt me, or it was just being used, basically.
Okay.
So I just gave up at that point.
And is
And
that out of fear that that will happen again?
yeah, because like I consider myself a very defensive person. Like I'm always on guard for people that will take advantage of me.
Well, that
And
would probably make sense, right, Katie, from your past experience where that's happened.
yeah, I mean, I was married for 20 years and it was awful. So I guess I'm mad at myself because I really thought that I was a good judge of character. And I thought that this person was sincere. And I've done online dating, I've met some really fake people. I've done a lot of filtering,
Okay.
and a lot of protecting myself, and I really thought this was different, and it
Yes.
wasn't, and that
Was
was,
it not different the whole entire time?
yeah, he was completely fake. Like he's kind of a jerk.
Okay.
But he fooled me. He really fooled me.
And so that was about 3 years ago, and that was it. I was done. I was like, and then I try to develop this persona of like someone who is happy being single and who is done, they're done dating and they're doing all this stuff, and I am doing a lot of stuff. Like I travel with my grown-up kids, I do all these fun things, I go out with my girlfriends. Like it's not that I don't do things, but like I do want to meet somebody.
Yeah, I was
And
going to say, why do you have to be done with dating?
I think it's just safer. I think it's safer than saying no, I really want to meet someone. I try to think of myself as
So
like this.
notice how your brain's going from one end to the other.
Yeah.
Either we're done with dating, or I have to announce to the world that I'm open and I want to meet somebody. It's like, what if
Yeah.
it's somewhere in the middle? What if it's just if someone comes around that I find I might want to, go out with or something, then obviously, then that's when I'm going to have to think through this process a little more. Yes, you're probably going to be someone who's got bigger concerns and is going to, like you said, protect yourself a little more or be defensive and second guess things a little bit. But that comes because we also haven't healed inside. The hurt that was done at that time. And I think that could be an important piece for you to bring you back to being this whole person who is ready to stand up for herself. And that might take some work, either with a coach or a therapist or something like that, to really work on how do I heal that part of me so that I can show up. And so, I can show up with that confidence of someone who is going to expect the right kind of person, if that makes sense. Does that make
It
sense?
does. It does. Yeah. I mean, when I first got divorced, I had no self-confidence whatsoever. Probably could not have been on this call.
I know. I'm pretty impressed, by the way.
Yeah. I was very attracted to like the other narcissistic alcoholics in our town
Yes.
that were every bit
Because
as
it's what
bad.
you know,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I've really leveled up as far as like,
Yes.
yeah, not knowing, I know that I deserve like a real balanced person. So
Yeah. And
I,
that's what you
yeah.
want to create within yourself. Because then you will in these situations you talked about, traveling with your kids or doing this or that, you're going to attract that type of person as well
Yeah.
because of your confidence and because you know who you are and you know what you deserve and you have expectations for what somebody in your life is going to be all about.
Yeah. I think I really am gonna have to work with a therapist or something, because my only mode when I'm around other people, especially men, my only mode is safety. That's all I know. So I don't even try. Like I don't,
Well,
you know, I could be out with my girlfriends for an evening or whatever, and I just talk to them. I don't, I turn off my personality if I'm around men. And I
yeah,
think
and
that's
then that
kind
makes sense why you're not meeting people and being
of
able to find anyone else, right? Because you're
yeah.
just
Right.
shut down. Nobody
Yeah.
even gets to see how amazing you are,
No, they don't.
be in the arena with you. It makes
Yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that can be so powerful to get that control in your life back,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Have you experienced done the tapping before?
I have tried it, but I haven't gone through like a whole tapping session.
Okay.
But that might be kind of cool. I think the things that Kathy is doing, she's putting that on the website, right?
Yep, the
Okay.
replays are all on the website of all the calls she's done.
Okay.
And again, she does it in private coaching. I'm not certified the way she is, but I've done tapping with clients as well. So that could always be something that you could explore
Okay.
because really it's exactly what
And a lot of therapists do it as well. So if that's the route you go, a lot of therapists also do techniques like that, because it's working on, like you said, it just happens automatically. Like your nervous system knows how to keep you safe, and it keeps you safe by shutting you down. So what we want to do is we want to let your nervous system know you're actually safe, and it's okay that, you're going to work on protecting yourself and you're going to be okay, right? And so that would be something I would recommend that you look at or look for. You can even just try out just following along with Kathy's calls, and do the tapping just to see the difference it can make,
Okay.
right? Because
I love
even
that.
if it's not even what you're talking about or what your issue is, it's so interesting how well it can work. The first time I ever experienced it was like 25 years ago. Yeah, my husband and I had an experience where he'd had an affair, and I was so hurt. I didn't think I'd ever get over it. I just hated him. I was so angry. And I had a therapist at the time that actually did the EFT tapping with me. And it just like changed things so
Wow.
much. I was just like, holy shit, really? Like, so I'm a big supporter of
Yeah.
that.
Oh, well, thank you for being so open to share that. That's pretty powerful.
Well, these things like that, they impact us so deeply. I think it's important for us to know that none of us are alone in our pain or our joy, or like, we all experience all of it. So, yeah,
Thank you.
you're very welcome. So, you can still email me if you want, if there's anything else you need.
Okay, I might. Thank you so
Okay.
much.
Thanks for being brave and putting up your hand.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care, Katie. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So, I don't have any more questions here, ladies. And I'm just going to check through the chat to see, is there anything anybody wanted to talk about there before we're done? Otherwise, we are almost at time. So, yeah, just doesn't look like there's any real questions in here. So I just, to sum it up, I want you all to be thinking about how can I work on just getting into my body, feeling, being present in your body, being present in your life, so that you can be open to all the experiences that are going on around you. Even like Katie said, like trying to get out of your head so that you're not just shutting down. You're not shutting down and you're not blocking yourself from the experience of your life, right? You can do this by picking like once a day, just pick a moment where you can just notice how am I physically feeling. And we're not trying to judge it. We're not even trying to assess it. We're just trying to recognize this is how I feel, right? This is how my feet feel on the floor. This is how my body feels right now. This is how it feels to be in the shower, the warmth of the water. And just think about how much your body does for you, right? Practice being at peace with your body, practice being at home in your body, and just being in it, right? Instead of just everything being up into your head. Sue asked, how do I get away from the judgment thoughts? You don't. You see them and you decide, hi, have a seat. We don't have to change those. We don't have to change them. We can at the same time come up with other thoughts. We can come up with other thoughts that we want to think that are more neutral. Well, you're not going to change your negative judgment thoughts by all of a sudden trying to go to the other end, right? That's that all or nothing thinking. You're going to start with, I'm working on accepting this is my body. These are my legs, right? You're going to just look at yourself and just notice. And if the judgment thoughts come up, I want you to set them aside and think to yourself, what's I don't need you. You're not helpful for me moving forward. Because if I move forward carrying you or thinking about you, I'm going to feel like shit. When I feel like shit, I'm not doing the things that I love in life. I'm hiding. I'm overeating. I'm not taking care of myself. So guess what? Negative judgment thought. You can sit the hell down for a moment while I carry on with my life. So we can hear them, we can see them. But then we got to decide, am I going to act from that, or am I going to pick something else to act from, or am I just going to act from a little more neutral space, right? So that's the first step forward with that. Gradually over time, the more you build that trust with yourself that, hey, I'm not just always going to act from the negative thoughts, your brain's going to get the hang of things. And it's going to be like, oh, yeah, she doesn't even listen to us when we say that shit. Maybe we should say some of this other stuff, right? Like, your brain is going to get the habit and get the idea that this isn't working to drive your actions. So it's going to start coming up with other thoughts. It's going to start coming up with those other things that you've been practicing. So just remember, it's a practice, and you're just going to start practicing and just work on doing it as often as you can. Okay. All right. So, I hope you all have a fabulous rest of the night, and you're so welcome. I will see you all next time. I think it's about the same time in July. So, I will be seeing you then. All right. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.